I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show is going to be a little bit different in that it'll still be jam-packed with information containing lots of cutting-edge science. It'll contain concepts that I'm sure most of the audience has never heard of. there'll be channeled information given from Pleiadians, and the main topic will be centered around health, which makes it quite different from most of the ET Yoga programs, because typically I avoid this subject, basically because I always give a disclaimer about the show is not designed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease, but all the information on tonight's show will be my own opinions, and I'm not a physician. But I hope you're going to find it very fascinating. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition. That'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om. Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari
Hari, 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 Hari
Yes, that was Sri Swami Sajidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. And Hari Om is another name for the Absolute, can also mean a remover of obstacles, and Shanti means peace. I'd like to extend my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you and making a difference in frequency on the planet and just by being you. And also to extend an invitation for you to contact me concerning any questions you may have over any material that's ever been presented on ET Yoga. And you can do that by emailing me at paperfungo, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. That's paperfungo, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. And that's a free service, no strings attached. I'll try to get back to you with doing my best towards answering any questions you may have. And that could be on any show that's been ever given on ET Yoga, and you can go to BBS Radio ET Yoga, and when you arrive at that page, scroll down to the archives, click on an archive, and many of them are tagged by title and subject matter, going back about 16 years, and there's no strings attached to that either, free service. So, and I also appreciate hearing about your successes utilizing ideas, concepts, and techniques that you learn on ET Yoga. So please feel free to contact me. Now, moving on to tonight's program, if I come to a part where it sounds like I'm recommending something, I'm not. I'm telling you what I would do in that circumstance if it's a health-related situation. I'm not a medical physician, and as most of you know, if you're a longtime listener of ET Yoga, I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical. So, just to let you know where I'm coming from, and in my opinion, the medical system does a wonderful job when it comes to trauma, and that's it. The rest of it's a dead-end road. So let's get on to the heart of the matter here. First, let's define the environment where we are. We live in a simulation, and we select and receive specific versions of reality by our beliefs. We select and receive by our 100% trust in what we know is so. And here's the physics of how this works. Each belief gets you vibrating at a unique set of frequencies. And these frequencies then attract by sympathetic resonance those holograms vibrating in the same frequencies. That is, out of the background universal matrix of infinite possible holograms. And these holograms and symbols that synchronistically vibrate at the same frequencies as the frequencies of your belief get pulled out from this matrix and received by you as the actual external physical experiences that you then sense as real, that you sense as objective reality. So each belief is a unique set of frequencies, which is a template that determines which holograms you attract into your experience. Your outer world is the result of your beliefs, intentions, definitions, and emotions. And also, number five on the list of ultimate truths of reality, which are the codes of how the matrix works, how to best function inside the matrix. number 5 states that everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. And these 21 truths, or how life works inside the simulation. And by the way, Pleiadians also say, the matrix reads your thoughts and emotions and matches you up with the experience. So that's the first thing to establish. The second is the concept that you need to understand is that all disease exists in your auric field first and then manifests in the physical body. And proof of this is cutting-edge science, that the entire universe flashes in and out of existence, and the flicker rate is so fast that our eyes don't pick up on it. But the truth is that our physical bodies aren't here all the time, but our consciousness is. And that fact is also reinforced by Pleiadian teachings, which state that thought exists in between the flashing in and out of the universe. In deep meditation, you can actually tap into the universal intelligence field and reprogram how energy manifests when it comes back to physical reality. This, of course, takes advanced skill. I also suggest you see the 2-hour video by Dr. Bruce Lipton called The Biology of Belief. Based on belief, your brain secretes the proper substances to support your beliefs. And during the first 6 to 7 years of your life, all you do is download beliefs from your initial caregivers. That's the hand you're dealt. You need to thank those caregivers for their positive beliefs, but you also need to become aware of beliefs that no longer serve you anymore or are not true. You need to reprogram your beliefs, and to do that, you need to know what it is you believe. So you need to take an inventory. And this is also where Egyptian healing rods come in. These rods were only used by the pharaohs and inner circle in ancient Egypt. And they work on your auric fields. And which is the home of all disease. And I have been to Egypt in the museums there, and you can even see mummies holding on to these rods, even in death. And so the inner circle and the pharaohs were the only ones that had access to these, and the Russians discovered this, oh, I don't know, about 20 years ago. And you can get yourself a pair of these rods, and also check out the Curlian photography, which is online, and the science associated with them, because there's been quite a bit of research done on these as well, although probably the most beneficial aspects have not been made public. And people like Kira Ra have cured cancer tumors using these rods. Another healing technique is Qigong healing sounds. And actually, if you go to the internet and look up the first medicineless hospital, it was in Beijing, China. And Dr. Pang and Dr. Ming Tong Gu were the chief practitioners there. And they dealt with over 200,000 people over a 10-year period with an 85% success rate. And they didn't use any big pharma, no medicine, and no operations. And according to Dr. or Master, actually, Ming Tong Gu, who is now practicing in North America. And the reason for that is, I guess the center there was getting too much notoriety, and the government there pretty much shut them down. And according to Master Gu, energy that contracts creates stress. And if nothing is done to release the stress, it becomes chemical and creates blockages and stops the flow of energy. Happiness creates an energy flow, and when energy flows freely, we feel good. According to Master Gu, the main cause of chronic illness is stress, accumulated stress, especially trauma. This is reflected in the body as blockages, and it compromises your mental well-being and creates emotional blockages. We do the sounds that release the blockages, release the unconscious programming. That's the summary of Qigong and healing. Qigong is a tool for you to connect with the energy of the universe, change the perception of loss of energy to abundance of energy. Another healing technique is sun gazing, and I followed the instructions for doing it safely and worked up to 45 minutes as taught by Hira Ratan Manek, that's M-A-N-E-K. He's also been studied by NASA and proven to have one of the biggest pineal glands on the planet. And pretty much everyone's eyesight improves at about the 15-minute mark, and it's claimed by many that all diseases leave the body after the 30-minute mark. Now, it took me about 2 years to work up to the 45-minute mark, and I cannot confirm the claim that all disease leaves the human body because I had no issues at the time I did this, which was in the last couple of years. Now, from extraterrestrial sources, we also get that the foundation of health is really basic. It's called pure water. Don't drink the stuff with the fluoride in it. Oxygenate the body. Best way to do that is with yoga pranayams. Decrease stress. Work on lowering your stress level. Get creative. Exercise, which activates about 60% of your immune system. Move towards a vegetarian diet and detox. Now, back in the day when I was growing up, you didn't really need to detox, but in today's world, there's so much toxicity that's built up in the system that this is necessary. And I use the detox programs that are at the American Botanical Pharmacy as taught by Dr. Schultz. And by the way, ETs also recommend him and his products, which is really strange because you don't hear them recommending products very often. So in my world, Egyptian healing rods, sun gazing, Qigong are advanced healing methods. And I would add that to not get caught up in any sun scares, and don't use sunscreens because they create cancer. They don't do anything positive, in my opinion. Use things like coconut oil and argan oils, or rubbing alcohol mixed with water. You can do a lot of natural things, and mostly the oils. I find the coconut oil works great. I like to stay out in the sun. I get a good tan every year, and I never have burning issues. Now, here are some tips for dealing with certain specific issues. For most of you, probably don't know that the number one cause of death in America is medical error. kills about 700,000 or 800,000 people a year and is never publicized in the mainstream media. And they even have a fancy name for it. It's called iatrogenic death. That's I-A-T-R-O-G-E-N-I-C, iatrogenic death. So, as I said, the only really valid use of the medical system is for trauma, which they do a good job with, an amazing job with. And the rest is a dead-end road, because all the pharmaceuticals that they're trying to push on you, in the long run, the side effects are harmful. And I understand that at the moment, about half the people over 50 now are taking 10 prescription drugs per day, and this is, in my opinion, outrageous. Tips re cancer. Well, a friend of mine in Texas, Earl B. Hall, he had stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He cured his with Powdarco tea, which is also called Tahibo, and he also did his inner work. And he was so pleased with the results that he started selling Powdarco tea, and I used to buy it from him every year. And then after a while, he didn't have the product available, so I called him up and asked him what's going on. And he said, well, he said he found a better way. That was with MMS, which is called Miracle Mineral Supplement by James Humble, and it gets a lot of negative PR from the medical system. But I have another friend who had type 2 diabetes, started using the MMS, and after a couple of weeks, actually, he was sending his kid to the store for ice cream. Apparently, according to Jim Humble, MMS cures about 80% of type 2 diabetes because there's a bacteria in the pancreas, and it kills that, and after it does that, the body resets and goes back to normal levels. And also, I hear that another effective method for type 2 diabetes is you fast for 3 days at the beginning of the month. Then you eat normally, and then the next month you do another fast at the beginning of the month and do that for about 3 to 6 months and see what the results are. For those with COPD, you should check out Cordyceps. Or if it was me, I would check out Cordyceps. It's called Cordyceps. It's only found in the Tibetan Plateau region. The fungus dilutes the airways in the lungs, resulting in increased oxygenation of the blood, and thus more oxygen reaches the cells, helping to increase the mitochondria energy output. And to prevent heart disease, well, for a long, long time now, that's one thing I do try to get a hold of is skate liver oil from green pasture. It used to be the highest antioxidant in the world before amrit kalash was invented. And it decalcifies around the heart and also decalcifies the pineal gland. So Almost everyone has a deficiency in magnesium and sulfur, which is connected to arthritis. So I personally would get some bentonite clay and every day drink some in a glass of water. And you can also get a fluorite crystal. It has a very coherent and grounding frequency, and two incoherent frequencies cannot exist in the same space, because it is not an energetic match. Arthritis will move to change its frequency as it has a very rapid, non-cohesive frequency. Thus, the ailment must cease to exist. Physical reality must match the reality which creates it. Thus, by a fluorite crystal, buy a fluorite crystal and hold it often. And also a bit pricey, but there's a product on the market now. It's called Alpha 2 Macroglobulin. That's MacroGlobulin, which was developed by the Secret Space Program. And basically to eliminate inflammation in the body. And amazingly, it's available online. And they discovered that the body's capable of healing 99.9% of disease issues if inflammation is removed. And that's also consistent with what Bashar says. Now, from Dr. Schultz from the American Botanical Pharmacy, who produces Superfood, which was also recommended by Bashar, E.T., Esasani, now Shakani. Here's a quote from Dr. Schultz. In the quest of the American dream, we have fallen into a nutritional nightmare with our fast-paced lives. Who has the time anymore to prepare food? The American kitchen is now the microwave. And by the way, I would never eat food from a microwave. Our kids' dining table is now the back seat of their cars. And home cooking has been replaced with convenience meals. Farm fresh has been replaced with flash frozen, and 10,000 preservatives. The number one eaten vegetable in America is now French fries. Friends, we don't eat food anymore. And by the way, McDonald's French fries, they don't even break down. I kept a McDonald's French fries for 2 years, and they look like the same as the day I bought them. And because I heard about this, that they don't break down. And then I looked back on the internet and found somebody left one of their burgers in a winter jacket and didn't go back to that jacket until the following winter. And it was pristine as well. And I highly recommend you see the movie Super Size Me. It's all about a young man, about 30, who eats at McDonald's breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a month and almost kills them. Check it out. And Dr. Schultz goes on to say, we eat merchandise. The degrading of the American eating habit is a major contributor to poor health and the resulting consequences. Add unheard of levels of stress and anxiety, a lack of exercise and sleep, and now you have a recipe for disaster, the American health disaster. And by the way, did you know that, and check this out, all meat in America is banned in Europe. Yeah, and why is it banned? Because of sodium nitrate that they put in the meat to turn it red. Sodium nitrate, if you don't know, is also what they use in lab experience with rats to induce tumors. And even our bread is banned in Europe because of the bromine. Not to mention, the vast majority of the food in America is GMO, and most Americans don't even know what GMO it is. It's banned in 64 different countries, but of course not here, because the idea here is to make you as sick as possible so they can profit off you. And cut the excuses for not buying organic food, which is your best option. And cut out the Starbucks and the fast food chains and that habit, and buy nutritious foods. And also you can cut your food budget in half by cutting out the poisonous meat, while helping to reduce the suffering on the planet. And regarding these the jabs, okay, what do you do about that? Well, in the according to Taggett and Palladians, every cell in your body changes in the first hour after injection. And they can't even cure you with advanced technology like med beds because the technology is based on the replication of healthy cells, and you don't have a healthy cell after you've been taking these jabs. Not to mention that apparently you lose a third of your immune system for every one you take. And the Palladians say there's not really much you can do about it except try to do the most healthy things, and I've already covered what you can do for the basics of health. Ivermectin is now shown to bond with the spike protein, so it's at least something you can do in a positive direction. Now, moving on to another interesting topic, which is autism. Well, it turns out Amish children don't have autism. Look it up. Wait, how come you think they don't have autism? Because autism is formed by too many vaccines and or exposure of the fetus to technology because the mom's hanging around too much high-powered technology. And if you look at the Amish lifestyle, no electricity, organic food, no vaccines, do the math. You'd have to be an idiot that you can't put that one. Your brain doesn't even function if you can't figure that out. The aloe vera plant's another real positive in life. It cures about 90% of stomach issues. You squeeze the juice from aloe vera leaf and mix it with honey. At least that's what I mix it with, because it's makes it taste decent, because the taste, to my way of thinking, is awful. But the results are fabulous. And the plant was given to us by Pleiadians. And it contains monatomic elements. Speaking of monatomic elements, or ORME, which is orbitally rearranged monatomic elements, or the white powder gold, because if you melt gold down, it becomes the white powder gold, white powder, period. And it's the key to the Anunnaki's lifespan. And they try to keep this a secret from us from way back when we were used as slaves to mine the gold. And it cures any DNA issue, including stage 4 cancer. You can go on the internet, look up Barry Carter or David Hudson. David Hudson has 3 lectures on the internet. He's the guy that reinvented monatomics, basically. They were known back in the year 2,000 years ago. Mufkets is what the Egyptians called it, the mana, the Jewish rabbis used to call it, the Philosopher's Stone. It's got all kinds of names. And another one you can check out on YouTube is Greg Braden, Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes. That's the title of it, in which 3 Qigong masters make a woman's inoperable tumor disappear in 3 minutes, and that's on camera. Essential oils. Clinical research shows the essential oils have the highest frequency of any natural substance known to man, and these oils can create an environment in which bacteria, virus, and fungus cannot survive. And when essential oils are applied topically anywhere on the skin, they'll travel throughout the body, affecting every cell in the body, including the hair, within seconds. Music and sound can be very powerful transformational tools for the human body and soul. The solfeggio frequencies are very powerful, especially the 528 hertz healing frequency, and you can find that on the internet. 2, inventions. You can research are the electroacuscope, that's E-L-E-C-T-R-A, acuscope, A-C-U-S-C-O-P-E, and electromyopulse, and that's E-L-E-C-T-R-O, MyoPulse, M-Y-O-P-U-L-S-E, and they neutralize disease frequency vibration and transmit healthy frequency vibrations. And by the way, disease can be transmitted by frequency, and the 5G towers can transmit flu-like symptoms and other diseases. Meat also affects your vibrational frequency. The biggest saboteur of your efforts to make your energy vibration or to raise your energy vibration is flesh, including red and white meat, poultry, and fish. Energy frequency is supported by energy vibration of items that are put into our bodies. And when a food item vibrates, it affects your overall vibrational level. And when food item it vibrates high, it uplifts your overall energy as well as what's low lowers it. And what is the level of vibration of any meat product? The answer is very simple. It is very low. It is just a corpse that was frozen and injected with chemicals to make the corpse a pretty red color. And that color was made using sodium nitrate, which I already talked about. And by the way, when you have six strands of DNA connected, your body will naturally reject meat. And by the way, pork, where does pork come from? Pork is a combination of a wild boar and a human. And it's just more convenient for the reptilians. And it is a form of cannibalism. Another one thing that I highly recommend are Andara crystals, which come from monatomic fields. And by the way, monatomics is the subject nobody knows about. I mean, go and talk to a bunch of physicians somewhere at a dinner or something and talk about monatomics, and they don't have a clue what you're talking about. Monatomic elements are high-spin electrons that they don't cure disease, they don't fight disease, they reprogram it. It'll cure anything. And I highly recommend these Andara crystals because they also resonate with 5D energy. They come from monatomic fields. And they resonate with 5D energy. And Andara crystals are interdimensional keys used for healing purposes. The crystals interact with the individual electromagnetically, restoring health and equilibrium. The monatomic metallic elements can actually alter their physical state and shift into other dimensions. It seems the monatomic metallic elements have the ability to resonate similar materials as their high frequency rate, transmitting and transforming that material to resonate and reflect their exotic properties. And I would say that if you do some research on Andara crystals, you're going to find that where these really come from, there's actually civilizations that are called Andarians because they evolve to the level of the crystals. It's just a fascinating subject that we don't have time to totally explore tonight, although I have given the information on ET Yoga before. Now, also, according to the Pleiadians, you need to accept responsibility for the ability to create excellent health. Don't give your power away to the medical system who don't create health, but just make money off your issues. The belief in a vital, healthy existence is one of the wisest beliefs to embrace. And as true with all beliefs, the bottom line is that you must believe it. And this is the kind of stuff that we should be teaching our children. Not that, you know, some disease is just going to nail you out of the blue. There are no accidents in life. And if you think there are, then you're just stuck in a polarity 3D world. A key to vital health is the ability to sustain love for yourself and excitement for life. So, there is no need to embrace any fearful labels of disease. Remember that forgiveness is a self-healing act that releases you from the lower vibrations of anger and judgment. Forgiveness permits you to move forward in the game, so you can get on with the adventure of living a joyous life. You are capable of accomplishing greatness when you believe in yourself. Remind yourself that you are the co-creator of the multiverse, that life is about change, and that everything can be healed if you're willing to do the work. And I can't emphasize that enough. You know, everybody's looking out there for the magic pill. You know, we're all looking for the savior to come and fix our situation instead of getting off your butt and doing the work. And it's really pervasive in our society. Pass the buck. Don't take any responsibility for anything. Your teacher's responsible for your child's education. I don't know, your minister's responsible for your spirituality. Your doctor's responsible for your health. Your financial advisor for your finances. Here's what it turns out to, is that everybody just gives all their power away to everybody else, so they don't want to take any responsibility. And you know the truth of it is, if you shine a flashlight on your life and look and see where you give your power away, I'm going to guarantee you that's where you are being abused. The best example is probably government, giving away way too much power to government. And that's why we're being abused. Now, further science, cutting edge. Thoughts must pass through the program parameter of belief after reception at the pineal. Your brain screens what is determined as real or unreal, believable or unbelievable, according to the light quotient programmed into the brain. The biochemicals produced are produced with acceptance ingredient or rejection ingredient, and these are allowed to open or close the gate to higher mind accordingly. And time permitting, we'll get into the codes of the matrix, which also deals with that topic. And these biochemicals are sent as coded neurons and are the delivery mechanism of this thought energy, containing all the codified data necessary for translating any thought or image into physical actuality or not. Thoughts that are congruent with belief move to reproduce the inner image within the brain and through each nerve fiber of the body physical. These then are the initial fires of gestation for forming the new reality. The next step is through clear mind intent, the force of will driven by the acceleration of emotion and feeling. This done, the physical body releases the objective in a digital code to the sublime body, the intact auric field, in a semi-solid congealed light code, projected and accelerated from the chakra system. And the clarity and intensity you insert behind the thought desire or goal determines to a great degree the immediacy of its materialization. any specific diseases or ailments which may afflict you at any time will usually have a mental origin. In other words, the majority of all diseases, including cancer, is the physical manifestation of various mental imbalances that have not been addressed. And in cancer in particular, is associated with anger, some form of inner anger. And this includes pre-incarnate programming. And for those of you out there that don't know about reincarnation or don't believe in it, well, I just feel sorry for you, because I know there's only studies that are showing only 25% of people that live in North America believe in reincarnation, which is pathetic. It just shows a total lack of spirituality, because you carry over your consciousness from one lifetime to another, and it also puts a big damper on the fact that we're basically all ETs. There's nobody from here, okay? And the first planet that you were born on, that's your star family. The first planet you were born incarnated in, that's your star family. Now, how are you going to have a star family if you don't even know you were born before? That you're not, you are spirit inhabiting a physical body, and that higher self spirit actually is broken up into 12 different personalities. So you actually, there's actually 12 of you at some place or some time and on some planet that functioning right now, because all time is simultaneous at the higher levels. And this is also number 15 of the ultimate truths of reality, and that is all disease is caused by the denial of negativity within. And remember that fear thoughts, pain thoughts, and grief thoughts create the ugliness called old age. Joyous thoughts, love thoughts, and ideal thoughts create the beauty called youth. Truly, divine love in demonstration is eternal youth. And the divine alchemist is within our temple constantly, coining new and beautiful body cells. The spirit of youth is within our temple, and this human form divine, and all is well. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And as pointed out at the top of the show, Shanti means peace. And so I hope you got some inspiration there. Learn something new, have a bunch of things you can research, and at this point in most of the programs that I do, I like to wish my listening audience my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I always close with the Who Am I technique, and the Who Am I technique was first... Well, it came about through Sri Ramana Maharshi, in my view, self-realized soul. And he has a book out called The Path of Self-Knowledge. And Baba Ram Dass, who used to be Richard Alpert when he was teaching at Harvard, Baba Ram Dass ran an article in the Georgia Strait of Vancouver, British Columbia newspaper, which I read a long time ago, and the Who Am I technique was in there, and I did it and went right through the doorway the first time. It was like just one of those things, I guess. But that's why I try to include it at the end of every program, because it was such a powerful tool for me. As is the Hari Om, that chant we do at the beginning of the show. You can use a portion of that chant or the whole chant as a mental in meditation. So if you're looking to find a way to... try a meditation technique. There's lots of techniques. There's yantras, too, which are visual symbols. I recommend the Sri Yantra, which is, they call it the king of yantras. And there's a lot of methods for meditation. But this particular one, the Who Am I technique, dissolves all thought and places you in a position to have a higher experience. So the idea here is to get to the highest place you know how to get to, and then place the become the spot in the center of your forehead. And once you become that spot, you ask the question, who am I? And then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.